Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 255. Whose prayers will God hear? Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. John 9:31. Thus a Jew of Jesus' day expressed the prevailing Jewish belief about the kind of man whose prayers God will hear. What we want to do is find out, if we can, whether this view is right, and then consider some consequences of that truth. Will God not hear, in the sense of listen to, give attention to, answer, the prayer of sinners? Must a man be a worshipper of God and obedient to his will in order for that man's prayers to be answered? Consider for a moment the man who is not a worshipper of God, who is not doing his will. Isaiah, in Isaiah 59:1-2, made a very revealing statement about such a man. He said, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear." Again, Solomon said of the one that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, or refuses to listen to God, that even his prayer shall be an abomination. Proverbs 28:9. Habakkuk 1:13 tells us something about God, that is, that he is of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. This being the case, that God cannot even look upon sin, how is it that he could listen to and answer the prayer of a sinner? The truth is, he cannot. David said in Psalm 66:18, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." To expect God to hear us in our sin is to expect the impossible. The simple fact is that God is too pure to do that. This is a very real quandary for those who have been taught to pray through to God for salvation. If God won't hear the prayers of sinners, but the sinner is told to pray to God for salvation, but the Bible says you're in sin and cannot pray to God until you're saved, then what is man to do? First, he must recognize the conflict between his human instructions and Bible doctrine. He must reject what man has said in favor of what the Bible says. He must realize that God has already solved the problem for him by giving in the Bible certain conditions to be met by which he can be cleansed from sin, and not one of these conditions involves prayer. God has set up a system by which a man can have his sin removed, so that he may stand before the throne of heaven and pray to God with every assurance that that prayer is both heard and answered. What is this system God has devised? What are those conditions by which a man may be cleansed of sin so that he may pray to God? Consider by way of example Saul of Tarsus, a man of the New Testament, and as rank a sinner as ever lived. 1 Timothy 1:15. Saul was granted a vision on one of his travels. Acts 9:3-8. Jesus appeared to him. But that vision didn't save him, or else he was one of the most miserable saved people that ever lived, for he went on into the city to which he had been traveling, and was 3 days without food or water, fasting and praying to God about his condition. But God didn't accept Saul on his belief, repentance, and prayer, for God heareth not the prayers of sinners. John 9:31. No, God caused a preacher to come to Saul and instruct him from God's word to arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22:16. Saul didn't call on the Lord's name in prayer, but rather by obeying the commands of the Lord. His sins were not removed through prayer, but by meeting God's conditions of faith, repentance, and baptism. At that point, having bent his own will to be in submission to God's, Saul stood no longer a rank sinner, but a pure and clean babe in Christ, stood before God for the first time in a condition to have his prayers answered. This rank sinner, this Saul of Tarsus, this persecutor of Christians, became the Apostle Paul who wrote most of the New Testament, and who exercised continually his privilege of prayer to God as a child of the Heavenly Father. You can do the same thing and enjoy the same privileges. We know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. John 9:31.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.